Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Songs with the angels will be singing. beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets I shall e'er behold, for the beautiful dream of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing. Morning by the river of life.
I once heard a story of a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her. These were the last words she said. Oh, look what I've traded for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who'll be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Her hands were so feeble and her voice was so low, but she still had a smile on her face. She said, I hear singing and they're waiting for me. Then she looked up toward heaven and said, oh, look what I've traded for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who'll be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare.
Amen. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 this morning. Begin reading in verses number 3. The Bible said, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but dotting about questions and strifes of words. Wherefore cometh envy, strife, railings, and evil smirrings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. For such, he said, withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing in this world. It is certain we'll carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that which be rich fall in temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destructful and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, that while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, have pierced through themselves with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, Wherefore thou art also called, and professed a good profession before many witnesses. He said, I give thee charge in the sight of God, which quicken all things before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou may keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, now God, this morning we thank you once again the blessing of life and the privilege this morning, God of heaven, to read your word, and the God of heaven this morning to fellowship with the saints of God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to go to your house and offer up the prayers in this morning, Lord, of thanksgiving, Lord, this morning, the sacrifice of praise. And our Heavenly Father, we pray for these we made mention on our prayer list. You'd certainly minister unto their needs this morning. We pray, Heavenly Father, that somewhere where your people are gathered together this morning, that the name of Christ be exalted and high and lifted up, that you'd anoint your men afresh, and I give them power and authority to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. May some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of Christ, and I be born again in the family of God. And I pray, Lord, that you move in a mighty way. I encourage us in these days. Draw us unto yourself. And for all of this, we'll thank you and we'll praise you this morning. In Jesus' name that we ask it, amen. Amen this morning. You go back to verse number 11 this morning. I will continue in our thought this morning of the series concerning the men of God this morning. And here he said in verses 11, thou, O man of God, flee these things. And I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning, O man of God, O man of God, this morning. Amen. I tell you, many times we spend preaching to others, we need to also preach to ourselves. Paul's greatest fear, he said, was when he preached to others, lest himself have become a castaway this morning. Amen. Here's this seasoned veteran once again encouraging and establishing this young man Timothy in the ministry this morning. Amen. I'm glad this morning that we've got those that have gone before us and laid the path that you and I can walk in it this morning. Amen. Thank God for the men of God that have stood the test of time. Brother, that have not changed with the fashions or the fads. Brother, that didn't just fall by the wayside, but continued on and passed the torch down to you and I this morning. And we've got a great responsibility, dear friend, to walk in their footsteps and to also leave behind a legacy, dear friend, this morning to those that are coming up behind us, to stay with the stuff and continue in the Word of God this morning. Amen. The Bible said, to whom much is given, much is required. And I said this morning, the preacher, the man of God this morning, the pastor, the evangelist this morning, ever how you want to classify him, he ought to be supported greatly by the church this morning. But he also ought to be held to the high standard in the community this morning. Amen. I hear from the man of God's not any better than anybody else. But he ought to walk in a way of leadership, dear friend, not following the things of this world this morning. It's not your congregation, brother, you better fear. Amen. It's not, dear friend, your neighbors and the society that you need to impress. Brother, it is the Lord Jesus Christ in whom you'll stand and give an account to one day. Dear friend, not only for your lifestyle, dear friend, the way you dress, the way you talk, the place you go, dear friend, but for every message that you preached or that you failed to preach this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I want you to know that the man of God is called this morning. He's not elected. Dear friend, this morning he's not the people's choice. Amen. He's called by God this morning. And I know that we go through the procedures at the church and we vote and I lift up our hands or we give support or amen. But I'm telling you, brother, if the church does what she's supposed to, she'll pray and ask God to send the man that they need this morning. Dear friend, I'm not talking about sending out a survey to the congregation on what kind of preacher that you'd like to have. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm talking about seeking the mind of God, seeking the will of God and saying, God, you send us the man that you'd have to stand and to lead and to set the example for our church at this morning. Amen. The vote is just procedural, brother. It's God that must put the approval. Amen. How dear friend, you quit worrying about resumes. How dear friend, quit worrying about how dear friend particulars and how dear friend all the degrees and everything else. Amen. And you better start concerning yourself whether or not it's the man that God wants in the pulpit this morning. Amen. Credentials don't have to be how dear friend from the college. How dear friend nor the seminary. How dear friend, nothing wrong with education. How dear friend, but his credentials better be from heaven. Amen. How dear friend, Dr. Soda Pop and Bottle Stopper may give him a good recommendation, but the Holy Ghost better put his stamp of approval on the man that stands behind that pulpit. Amen. That's right. How dear friend, this morning, then also he's charged. Amen. The man of God has a lifetime obligation. There is no discharge from this war this morning. Amen. I realize there may come a time he slows down. I realize there may come a time that he may retire from pastoring. Amen. Maybe not go in and out above the flock like he needs to. Dear friend, but there is no retirement, dear friend, from preaching the word of God this morning. Amen. There is no used to be's. Amen. I get amazed sometimes, dear friend, of talking about people. And they say, did you know so-and-so used to be a preacher? Amen. I didn't know there was no used to be's in God's army. His callings are without repentance. Amen. You may be backslid out of the will of God. Dear friend, but if God laid his hand on you and God anointed you and God called you, he charged you for all the days of your life. Amen. Now I understand, dear friend, you may have messed yourself up. Amen. Have to set yourself aside. What a shame. Amen. But brother, we're all vulnerable. Amen. To temptation. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, dear friend, if God called you to preach, dear friend, this morning, that is, dear friend, the number one priority in your life. Everything else comes secondary. Amen. The man of God ought to be cleansed. Amen. He's not perfect. Amen. This morning, but he, dear friend, ought to walk worthy of the calling that God has put upon his life. Amen. He is commanded. That's right, brother. Dear friend, to preach the word of God in season, out of season, rebuke and reprove and exhort. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God, dear friend, has laid upon us. Dear friend, not out of spite do we preach. Dear friend, not for a paycheck do we preach. Dear friend, not to take a stab at somebody. Dear friend, but to exhort the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to declare the whole counsel of God, beginning with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that is the whole gospel. Dear friend, the complete gospel, the full gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. It's God that corrects the man of God. Dear friend, the Bible said, touch not mine anointed. Amen. Dear friend, you may lose respect for the man of God, dear friend, by the way, the things that he does in his conduct, but God's still the one that calls him and blesses him, and God's the one that will correct him. If you've got a problem with the pastor, instead of going behind his back and trying to get up a committee, dear friend, why don't you get on your face and say, God, you know the situation, judge between us, and give us some relief. Amen. Oh, man of God, notice some things that Paul encouraged Timothy to do this morning. Beginning in verse number 11, he said, oh man of God, flee these things. There's some things that the man of God needs to flee, turn away from, avoid. Amen. Sometimes you've got to be like Joseph at Potiphar's house, brother. Just leave everything behind, turn and run for your life. Amen.
They may call us antisocial. They may call you an old fuddy-dud. Amen. But these places and these people and theirs, particular things that the man of God needs to flee from this morning. Amen. And dear friend, I'm not saying it's right in any way. Dear friend, but there's things and there's places that the average church member might get away with going to. Dear friend, but the man of God needs to flee them. Amen. To turn away from them, not be guilty of associating with them this morning. Amen. He noticed here in verses 10, he said you need to flee the love of profit. Amen. The love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, when you sell out your preaching, brother, you ain't worth a dime to your congregation. You ain't worth a dime to your community. And you sure ain't worth a dime out of heaven and the cause of Christ. Amen. It amazes me this morning. Amen. How that nowadays when you want to get a group of singers to come, have to go through a booking agency, make a down payment. Dear friend, they'll quote a price. Amen. Dear friend, and then when the preacher comes, preaches out his heart, drives 100 miles, amen, can't even give him a $10 bill. Amen. But also, dear friend, this morning, if the man of God ever told me he'd have to have so much before he could come, amen, I'd mark him off my list and turn him aside. Amen. Thank God this morning the church, dear friend, ought to support the man of God. If you've got a pastor, amen, thank God you ought to pay him as much as you can. Support him all you can. But require of him the greatest and highest standard. Amen. But when a preacher starts filling out a resume and a financial report, dear friend, of what he's got to have and this, that, and the other, dear friend, you start putting a price on your preaching, you'll sell out, dear friend, the highest bidder. Amen. I'm not talking about, dear friend, telling the church this morning, dear friend, if you're leaving your job, dear friend, this morning, what you'll have to make, dear friend. But I'm telling you this, preacher, if a church down the road offers you a little more and a little better financial packet and it turns your head, amen, you've sold out the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then in verses number 4, he said, you better flee the lust of pride. Amen. He said, dear friend, this morning, that he is proud, knowing nothing. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, some men of God get so full of themselves and think they that they know it all. Amen. Pride goeth before a fall and pour a destruction. Amen. Dear friend, the man of God is to be humble and meek and lowly this morning. Amen. I'm not preaching in a contest. Amen. We ought not be jealous of one another and envious upon one another. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, we've been called of God to preach, dear friend, this morning. And though there may be preachers that you may enjoy listening to more, amen, there's not one man of God better than the other. Amen. Dear friend, we're all been called by the same God, anointed with the same Spirit, and thank God, working toward the same cause, dear friend, this morning. And the man of God needs not to be full of himself. Amen. I have no doubt in my mind, brother, there are multitudes of preachers. Dear friend, could preach me under the table. Amen. Dear friend, sometimes I feel like the least of God's men. Amen. I'd have to take a back seat. Dear friend, the most preachers of this morning. Dear friend, that the Bible said to flee the lust of pride. And then 6 through verses 8, he said, you better flee the lure of pleasures. The Bible said that Moses chose to suffer, dear friend, with the children of Israel rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, brother, if you're trying to live a double life, dear friend, to stand before the congregation on Sunday and preach to them righteousness and then live like the devil through the week, dear friend, I'm telling you, like Achan, your your sins will find you out. God will expose you. He'll give you a space to repent. You're the man of God, and God doesn't want, dear friend, his name to be disgraced or the church to be heard. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, brother, you'll find yourself in a place, somebody will see you, you'll be exposed. Dear friend, you need to turn from the lure of pleasures. Now, the man of God is just as vulnerable as anybody else. Amen. But God help us to flee from the lure of pleasures in this world. And then notice also in verses 11, he said not only flee these things, but he said follow after righteousness. Amen. There's some things we need to run from and some things we need to run to. Amen. The pastor, the man of God, the evangelist is in a leadership position. Amen. But brother, he's also got to learn to follow. Amen. I've always said, and I still believe, dear friend, before you could ever be a great shepherd, before you could ever be an effective shepherd, you've got to learn to be a sheep. Amen. You've got to learn to sit at the feet of the man of God and to follow after him. Amen. These young bucks sometimes, dear friend, that come up out of the ranks that think they know more than their pastor, and they're ready to go out and pastor a church. Amen. I'm telling you, you better learn how to sit and to say amen and submit yourself to the man of God and to back him. Amen. Dear friend, and then when God opens up the door, brother, then you'll understand, dear friend, how to be a leader when you learn how to be a follower. I'm not talking about being a dictator. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm talking about one that leads by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Even Moses, God gave a pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night. Moses had direction in his life. Amen. We need to follow the path of righteousness, the way that's already made. Not something that's new. The Bible said to seek out her, to ask for the old ways, and to walk therein. I've got a map. I've got a guide. I've got the way, the truth, the life. Amen. I dear friend, in a congregation or a measure, their pastor, I dear friend, on the way, the truth, and the life. If he's not following the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not going in the right way this morning. Amen. And then also follow the pattern that's set before us. Amen. Dear friend, I'm not talking about trying to preach like somebody else. God called you to preach, and God gave you your anointing, and God gave you your style of preaching to win souls to men. Amen. Dear friend, that's why God gave us different attitudes and different ways about us. Dear friend, but it's still the same message. Amen. Dear friend, take up your cross and follow me. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deny yourself. Amen. Dear friend, I realize this morning, dear friend, it's not an easy battle. It's not an easy way. Dear friend, this morning, but oh, man of God, flee these things. Follow these things. And then he said in verse 12, to fight the good fight. Amen. Not fighting with each other. I'm not fighting with the church. Dear friend, not fighting on the world. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said live in peace whereas possible with all men. Amen. Dear friend, but always in battle, always have on the armor of God. Amen. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Two-thirds of your preaching ministry will be negative. Reproving and rebuking. That word reprove means when they're wrong. Amen. Take the word of God and settle the dispute. I rightly divide the word of truth. That word rebuke means when they're rowdy. Amen. When they're rebellious. You've got a responsibility to head off the opposition. Amen. Even if it means Paul standing against Peter. And then exhort. That means when they're restless. Amen. When they're coming to the end of themselves, take the same word of God and encourage them, lift them up, exhort them, and give them a new breath. breath, thank God, to go on. Amen. You need to fight for the foundation that's under attack. Amen. Man of God, he said to fight and to follow. FM, we'll have to stop there this morning. But man of God, you've got a great responsibility. All the eyes of the congregation and the community are upon you. Stand as a man of God this morning and boldly, without apology, proclaim all the counsel of God. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.